Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
You got to see it like a champion sees it. When you endure, you mature. He showed me two charts. The first one looked like this. If it was a business chart, up, down, good days, bad days, good month, bad month. Do y'all see the chart that he? And the very point that made it go down was pressure. Because of pressure. Well, didn't Paul say, be full of joy? Count it all joy. When trials, I thought, who is this dude saying this when his shipwreck, saying this in the prison? Has he never been in traffic? He's never been on 76 in Branson at 8 o'clock or whatever. But you understand, we can't even get it down there, or an unexpected bill. And he says that's when they go down. And he says, and I have a church body, and I have word and ministers and people around them that'll help them back up, and they'll get back up, and the pressure will come. And by the end of the chart, they're at the same place where they started. Year after year. I didn't create them to be that way. I've got witnesses watching them. Then he showed me another chart. Ooh, poof, the champion chart. And it went up, and pressure came, and then it went like this, flat. He said they're enduring. They're holding in there. They're still confessing, keeping their faith, count it all joy, because it won't be too long where we're gonna, and then that chart went, boop. When you endure, you mature. Amen. So when pressure and persecution comes, don't sink. But we got to get this thing down, church. We don't have it down. Champions that I've been around on every level, they don't play around with certain things. I'm talking about the real high up champions now that have really succeeded in sports that I know. They don't play around with things. They won't do it, and like Mama used to call it, like it's a timeout or whatever. No, they don't play around with it. And I think we need to be better at this that you're about to hear. Now, glory to God. A faithful man chooses to be faithful, therefore he abounds. And if I started thinking, how many people do I really know personally that are abounding? Think about it. How many people in the world do you know that have chose? Remember, blessings are a choice. And they're blessed. Longevity, life, health. Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Hagin. I started thinking of these people. They abounded. You want to know why? They chose. Even in the little, did Brother Hagin ever get attacked? But what did he choose? Bless. Oh, but we need to stand up for this, and that's not right, and we don't bless. Hey, listen, I may not believe in what a certain party or a person, but I'm not going to curse the person. That's your choice. How's that been working out for you? By the end of that chart of endurers, the Lord said, look where they're at. And everybody else was down here. Are you ready to go off the charts? Yeah. Woo! Glory to God. Say, I get to endure. I didn't think I was going to preach it, but I got it in. Thank you, Lord. You know, when I was little and listened to Mom preach and Brother Hagin and different things, I talked a little bit about Paul. And I thought, who is this dude? How can he write some of the things he writes? I mean, honestly, count it all joy. You know what he said in prison? Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. You know what he said when his ship was sinking in a terrible hurricane? Hey! Be of good cheer! I will never read. If he writes anything, I will never read it. How can he do that? Oh, I thought that even as I preached it. I mean, can't we be honest? How can, and I'm having a hard time in traffic. See the difference? He knew you can't count anything joy. You can't rejoice and be full of joy now if you don't know something. The Lord told me, he said, joy is what you know. Dance and run, and that's a result of the emotions of joy. But joy is what you know. And Paul knew something. Now let's take that instance where he was told to see Caesar with the word from the Lord, and that ship sinks and he says, be of good cheer. I'm sure some of them thought he said, save the beer. I don't know. And then another storm comes, he gets cold, freezing rain, he builds a fire, right? Builds a fire. Now he could have made choices and said, look, why God? You know, he could have made wrong choices, but then he builds the fire, and then what happens? Snake bites him, and thank God for Rick Renner. And the Greek word for snake, latch, with the venom. I'm so thankful for these people. I'm not making fun of them. And so he was going to die, the most poisonous snake there. And so all the witnesses... Oh, come on now. Do you remember the story? Go on and get ahead of me a little bit. All the witnesses around him, just like the witnesses around you, your coworkers, God said, I'm going to have them all. I have you living where you're living for a reason. You're my body. Your neighbors, your coworkers, your family need to be witnessing something different than this. Now make the choice. And all the witnesses said, what about him? You're cursed. Uh-oh, here we get into blessings and curses. You're cursed. Look at you. Your ship's in a million pieces. We never had a storm like this. And you're about to die. Somebody get a shovel. I bet they were behind him doing this right. You know what faith does when Satan bites you? Shake it off. That's enduring. That's the guy who wrote, be careful for nothing. Who is this guy? Be careful for nothing, but in everything with thanksgiving. Have you never had an unexpected bill? Don't you think Paul knew something? How do you tell Silas, hey, let's sing praise the Lord while chained up here? Give me a G. I don't even know what a G is. I just hear Shelley say it all the time. Boy, you love it when your player knows. You see it in their eyes when you're coaching. Man, you got a different walk to you now. You see things differently. Champions see things differently. They don't see that junk in the fray. Mama, the Lord told Mama one time, learn to live above the fray. Learn to live above the fray. I take care of the birds. You don't see a bird having a nervous breakdown. Oh, what if there's no worms? We haven't got there yet, have we? Come on now. But we can get there, can't we? Because you're getting ready to get a verse, and Paul's going to just bring it all to us, man. The Lord's going to show this revelation. Whoo, poo. So Paul doesn't die, and all the witnesses, do you know you have a lot of witnesses watching you? And they're listening to you and your political beliefs. Now, you can have political, you don't understand what I'm talking about now. I don't stand for that, and I don't stand for that. But I'm not going to make it personal and let it get in my heart. And curse the man. Because God created me to what him?
Bless him.
And when you curse and bless, you just made a, not just what you said to him, but your life. Oh, if you get this down, you're going to have the most blessed year you've ever had in your life. Come on now. You'll smile when pressure comes. Some of you are in pressure. It's an opportunity. Smith Wigglesworth had something like that, didn't he? It was an opportunity. What was that, Mom? You always tell me it. Another opportunity to believe God, I think it was, when some kind of pressure would come. All right. You need to, okay. Brother Hagin from Brother Smith Wigglesworth? Oh, God. Are you guys all right? Now, and so, let's go back to Paul on that island. They witness, everybody say witness, that he didn't die. And so they changed. Huh? Now, the Lord said this one to me time. I remember Mom getting on Dad for what he wore to church. Most of us have to do it to your kids. And she would do it with us too. Don't wear those jeans. Don't use, look, come on now. Comb your hair, brush your teeth. Come on. And then I thought, and then I become a parent. Now, Taylor, you're not looking like, honey, Taylor is not wearing that to church. Does any parents know what I'm talking about? Why? Because it reflects you. And people form an opinion of you based off what they're seeing through your children. Come on. And the Lord said to me, the world can't witness, they can't see me, but they can see my body. They can see my children, and they're forming opinions. Oh, he's helping us, isn't he? Don't you believe this is from the Lord? Praise the Lord. So Paul gets there, and then thank God for Rick Renner. You find out what all Paul received because the blessings were just around the corner. And remember, they brought in the dad, the king's dad, and he was sick and he got healed. The word got out and everybody came as a big healing, you know, meeting. And they were so blessed by it. They honored him with riches. He was so honored. And here's where the Greek scholar comes in handy, Rick Renner. He said they brought everything they had of value to him. And bless.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.